And we are back as we kick off this Memorial Day weekend. And I wanted to bring in somebody from the city of Fort Wayne, John Perlick, who works along with Mayor Henry, about something that we've been doing for several years. But this year, we're doing it in a different location, and I think it's terrific. Let's talk to John. John, hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for the opportunity to share this important news about our Blue Star Banner program.
Yeah. First, tell me what a Blue Star Banner is.
Yeah, so what this is, Pat, we started this back in 2014 as a way to recognize City of Fort Wayne residents and also City of Fort Wayne government employees who are actively deployed. We're fortunate to live in a community that supports veterans and supports members who are also actively deployed to protect our freedoms. We're so appreciative of that. So we wanted to give back in a way. We came up with the Blue Star Banner program from another community, Lawrence, Indiana, who's had success with this.
Sure.
And so Mayor Henry wanted to bring it to Fort Wayne. We started in 2014. We've been able to recognize more than 100 military service members, and so it's been very popular amongst our branches of the military and their families as well, because you know we want to show everyone our respect for the work that they do.
Yeah, so we've done this since 2014. That's amazing. And it's one of those things, when you mentioned that it used to be out there off West Jefferson, I kind of remember seeing them out there. But on that road, there's so much traffic, and you're flying at a pretty high rate of speed that you kind of blow by them, and you're like, okay, wait a minute, what was that? So this is good. We're going to move them, and you think it's going to be in a spot that's a whole lot safer to see them and certainly a whole lot safer to take pictures of them.
We think so, Pat. You know, we started the program with the banners along West Jefferson Boulevard in the area between Time Corners and Sweeney Park. And as you mentioned, heavily traveled areas, higher speeds of traffic. So bringing it downtown to Lafayette Street between Brackenridge and Main Streets, it's going to give the public a safer option for viewing and also photographing banners, because there are multiple places where you can park downtown. We have a walkable downtown to get to these banners. We wanted to make sure that the new banners and some banners that are going back up again this year were on display before Memorial Day. We were able to get that done earlier this week. So we have 4 new banners for the U.S. Army, 4 individuals who are currently serving, and then we have 4 other banners that were on display last year and are continuing this year because those military members are still serving our country as well.
Yeah, now help me here. My brain is failing me. Brackenridge, is that down near the post office?
It is.
Okay,
right.
So from there up to Maine.
Up to Maine.
On Lafayette. Well, that'll be terrific. And I see the names there. Now, one other thing I want to get out here, John, because I see in the press release I received from you, we have recognized over 100 city residents and city government employees who had been actively deployed. And people are encouraged to complete an application if they have a family member or a friend who's deployed and they're currently not on a banner. Maybe we can get that taken care of. Tell me that website where they can go to do that.
Yeah, you're right, Pat, and that's the best way for us to find out about people who are actively deployed. If individuals go to cityoffortwayne.org/bluestarbanner, there's an easy application process that you go through. We have our community liaison review those, get in contact with the person who submitted the application, and we've had a real good response from the public, a good relationship with the military community, and this has just been a big win for the city of Fort Wayne.
So if I have a son or a daughter and I get a hold of cityoffortwayne.org/bluestarbanner and I say, yeah, my child is currently deployed and here's where they're at, and you find out it's true. Now, is that covered by the city of Fort Wayne? Is there a fee I need to pay to have my child's name put up there? How's that done?
No, we take care of everything. We'll go through the review the application, make sure everything is correct and in proper order, and then the city of Fort Wayne takes care of the banners. Actually, it's a pretty nominal fee for us. We have a good partner in the community who's helping us with these banners, so not a lot of cost is going into this. But we want to make sure that we're investing in our community and showing our respect and gratitude to members who are actively deployed.
Well, you know, like this week with Memorial Day, we have the parade in town. We have now an air show that comes in about every other year, and that always features either, you know, the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds. We seem to have a high regard for the military, and I think a lot of that in this area is also because of the 122nd. But I think this is terrific because this takes an actual name of somebody and puts them in line with understanding that they're serving us right now, and I think that's a very good move.
You're exactly right, Pat. We agree. You know, putting those personalized names on there really, really is important. And the banners right now for this year so far representing U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force, and the 122nd Fighter Wing. Another neat thing, Pat, by bringing these banners downtown, it's going to be a nice lead-in to what's under construction right now, the new Fort Wayne Veterans Memorial Bridge that the city is partnering on with NDOT. That work is progressing very well, and we're hopeful that that will be completed this fall. And it's really going to be a nice complement, the banners leading right into that Veterans Memorial Bridge. As I communicate with the community through different people who have served and are currently serving, they're so looking forward to this bridge. It's going to honor our veterans, and it's going to be a signature bridge, you know, for the next generation, and really is a neat going to be a neat gateway for our community.
No, it actually will. Maybe the day will come when we'll actually have like a Memorial Day or a Veterans Day parade that we'll actually have at that section of town rather than where they are, and really pull everything together. And I realize that takes an awful lot of semantics to make that happen, but it'd be very, very cool. Well, John, I appreciate you. You've been a great friend to WoWo and to me. I've always appreciated you. Sometimes I still look across the glass and I remember back when you and I were in the newsroom and I was here and you were there. We had some great times back then, but you're doing a great job for the city of Fort Wayne. It looks like you continue to do so. So thanks for letting me know, first of all, by your email about Blue Star banners. And John, thanks for coming on today. Have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend at your place.
Pat, thanks so much. Best wishes to you. Take care.
Podcasts by Federated Media.